The tradition of holding big college football games on and around New Year's Day started in 1902 in Pasadena, California. It was a way to drum up tourism around the city's annual Tournament of Roses parade. A handful of other communities followed Pasadena's example, hosting college football games at the end of the year to attract tourists. Then, in 1952, the Rose Bowl was broadcast on television for the first time, and New Year's Day soon became synonymous with college football bowl games. The Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and of course, the Rose Bowl. Advertisers caught on, and the number of bowl games proliferated. Today, it's a multi-billion dollar business, with schools and conferences playing for huge purses, and cable networks and advertisers vying for eyeballs. And it's no longer just four games, it's 40. They start mid-December, and they last into the second week of January. So grab a seat on the couch and get comfortable. There's a game on. I guarantee it.